the end.
It's the wake-up call.
So Katie had a major project happen at her house yesterday, and what was left behind by the workers is somewhat shocking. Katie, what happened?
We got new carpet, which, what a process, because it turns out, and I don't know why I thought it wouldn't be this way, you have to take everything off the floor. And I don't know why I thought they would do that.
I thought they did.
They don't.
I'm sure you can pay for it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh.
And part of this story goes into something I'm not going to pay for and how I got punished for it.
Okay.
So we decided not, so weirdly, our master bathroom had carpet in it.
Yeah.
And so we had that removed so we can be like normal people and have tile in our bathroom.
Not like old people.
So we told them we don't want carpet here, and we don't want you to put the flooring in. We are going to put the flooring in.
The tile.
Because we have the tile. We're going to do it ourselves. We said the same thing with our girls' bathroom. Well, it's like that made them mad or something. Because in those rooms, they punished us. In the bathroom area where they ripped up the carpet, they didn't sweep. They didn't vacuum. There were literally piles of dust. It's almost like they swept stuff into that area. They took little carpet remnants and the foam pad remnants that they'd like shaved off, like cut off to make it fit, threw it in our bathtub, and then they just left our house. Text the word rug to 73389, and you can see what they did in our girls' bathroom, which was just to take whatever extra carpet was left and foam pad was left, and they went, we carried it up the stairs. I think we don't want to carry it down the stairs. So they rolled it up, threw it in their bathtub, and then went, all done, you guys.
They definitely, this is definitely the behavior of somebody who's mad at you.
Yes. And it's like, because they definitely tried to talk us into.
This can't possibly be protocol.
Or an accident. It's not old carpet. That's the new carpet.
That's the new carpet.
Yes.
Like the odds that they would forget about this.
So for anybody that can't text in to see the picture, they took a whole bunch of extra carpet, a whole bunch of extra foam, rolled it up, threw it in the girls' bathroom, shut the door.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to see it.
And so it took us a while to come upon it. Audra goes in there and she goes, they left us more carpet.
She's excited.
Super excited. And I was like, what in the hell is this? Because they tried to get us to let them install, not carpet in those bathrooms, but other
tile,
flooring.
Of course, yeah.
And we were like, no, we're going to do it ourselves. We're fine. We don't want that. So they're like, okay.
So then they tried to make it as difficult as possible for you to do that.
I mean, it's not impossible to remove, but it's just, I had to clean all that crap out of our bathtub because remember they threw a bunch of stuff in there, but it was like little itty bitty pieces, which was actually worse.
Right. I can't even think of another company that would do something like that. Like imagine if you tell like house painters, don't paint these bathrooms, and then they go, you got it, boss, but then threw all of their garbage and supplies into that room and then saluted you and left.
Here's another thing that had all of the rest of this not happened, I wouldn't have cared. One of the guys needed water, which is like totally fine.
Yeah.
But he took his water thing and just walked right over to our fridge to get ice and water because we have the ice and the water thing in the door of the fridge. Didn't say, hey, can I have some water? Which, again, if all this other stuff wasn't happening, I would think nothing of. Except the water thing on our fridge didn't work. So I also had to spend the time telling him that I'm a trash person, that the water doesn't work in my fridge, and you have to go to my sink. So our sink is just full of cups and travel mugs and baby bottles and sippies and just all this crap. So he has to now like maneuver around all the stuff that's in my sink to get the water. And it's like, you know, I have to clean up your trash now. And you know I'm a garbage person.
So maybe that's why he did it. He assumes that you're such a trash person.
I'm not going to notice.
Yeah, look at the state of their sink. They're not going to care. They're not going to care if we use their bathtub as a trash can. They probably use their bathtub as a trash can.
Right.
Did you see her? She didn't look like she washed her hair in a while.
I mean, when I came home from work, I did look fine.
You looked fine. Okay. Yeah. Well, what about everybody else?
Upstairs well, they were at school.
Well, so maybe he just imagined. Just dirty kids running around.
Although, to be fair, based on what he also made a point of telling me how bad the carpet was, and I was like, I know
that's why you're here. Don't tell me.
And he goes like, ooh, that upstairs was pretty bad. And I was like,
why would he tell you that?
I don't know. And I go, yeah, well, it's 25 years old.
Right. This is exactly why you're here. Don't put it back.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I want it back.
Hey, boss, do you want us to take this back out to the truck to throw it away back at the factory? No. No, have you seen them?
They're not even going to notice.
Have you seen? Look at the sink. Look at this disgusting sink. They don't use their bathtubs. Use the bathtubs. Finally, somebody will use it for something good. That's exactly what happened.